A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. He now went up onto the mountain and summoned those he wanted. So they came to him, and he appointed 12. They were to be his companions, and to be sent out to proclaim the message, with power to drive out devils. And so he appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Sons of Thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, the man who was to betray him. The Gospel of the Lord. A young single lady of possibly pagan parents is at home one afternoon. At perhaps 12 or 13 years old, she is coming into the age of betrothal and marriage, as her Roman culture dictates. And the local prefect, a fellow whose name is given to us as Sempronius, has just heard the news that our young heroine has declined the offer of marriage to his son. So, himself ashamed by Agnes' refusal, Sempronius has condemned her to the harshest punishment short of death. On this cold, subdued Roman afternoon, our Agnes, our little lady of purity, is to be sent into forced prostitution. So we see here a cruel form of pagan irony. The girl who now promises her virginity to the one true God of the Christians is to be used and spent by the vilest of men to gratify their untamed desires. But as the prefect's men are leading our Agnes away, as they drag her through the streets, she escapes their arrest. How, we do not know for sure. One report says that God made her hair grow spontaneously to cover her body, as a sign of her keeping virginal purity. Another runs that all of the men who tried to rape her went blind. A third report, and perhaps the best of all, describes the death of the prefect's son and his resuscitation by God with Agnes's prayers. So it seems the purity of our slight lady is too much for them. How is it that a little purity becomes so unbearable in evil hands? How is it that even after they took her away a second time, was this little lady of sanctity even incombustible? You know, that they tried later to execute her by setting her alight, but the flames kept going out. It seems that our Agnes has a lesson to teach us in her fidelity to her one love, who is God. Promising herself to the Lord at a young age, and to him alone, meant for Agnes that she had God for her help. None could move her from this one intention of her heart. So Agnes's underwhelming physical stature in the hands of God shows up the so-called wisdom of those who have other gods before him. You and I believe and know that the one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is God indeed, as did Agnes and all those who have venerated her from the day of her eventual martyrdom by the sword in the year 304. God loves to show up the powerful and the clever by bringing obviously feeble people to the fore. People like Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia. And now and again, even you and me, to show up the prevailing culture of death for what it is. The innocence of a life lived with God is too much for our contemporary enlightened secularists to bear. But in our case, yours and mine, a life lived in God makes sense. No one can explain the world like we can. Only the Christian faith can adequately account for love and beauty, for sickness and evil, for human reason and life, for thought and creativity. Our dear Agnes gave her life as an eloquent witness to the sovereignty of the one true God. So it's our joyful task this new year, which is fast becoming another old year, to witness to this faith to our neighbours, friends and family. To this end, I hope you'd consider inviting them this year to your usual Sunday Mass, even if it's been a while for them, and bring them with you to share our celebration of the victory of the Lamb of God over darkness and death. For it is you and I who delight in the hope of eternal life, and who earnestly desire the salvation of all people by the Eternal Father, who is God with his Son and the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen.